Only one person fits on this way. No other person can go this way.
Amen.
Right? It's only Christ.
Amen.
He's the only one who can walk this way until the end.
Yes.
And the good thing, he walked already this way.
Amen.
So he's our forerunner.
Amen.
We have someone who has gone through the whole way unto the goal.
Amen.
And he made it.
Yes.
So we cannot go this way on our own. It's impossible. But as long as we look unto Jesus,
Amen.
The author and finisher of our faith,
yes.
we will make it.
Amen.
That's why we always have to keep sight on him.
Amen.
On this way, we go with him.
Amen.
Right? This is a good thing. That's why it's narrow, but it's easy.
Amen.
Even the simple one can make it. Right?
Amen.
It's not complicated.
Amen.
We make it complicated.
Yeah.
Since the Lord has done it through the whole way unto the goal,
Amen.
To the throne of God,
yeah.
we know our high priest will help us to make it, help us.
Amen.
We have to trust really in him.
Amen.
This is why we need faith, right?
Amen.
As brother emphasized,
yeah.
we need to apply our faith
Amen.
By looking unto Jesus. Right?
Yeah.
This is also for me, my encouragement, I always say, Lord, I want to see you.
Amen.
I want to follow you, and I know you will make it with me.
Amen.
And one point I want to add, because of we had about seeking first his kingdom and the sorrows. I have seen on my personal experience, the Lord many times let things happen that to prove my heart. To see where my heart stands.
Yeah, amen.
So he let problems to come that I can prioritize in my heart. That I can learn to trust on the Lord.
Amen.
To give him the things which are causing worries in my heart.
Amen.
If they don't come, I will never learn to trust. And I can confess until today the Lord is trustful. He never has forsaken me.
Yeah.
I have gone also through many troubles, but I praise the Lord for every single trouble.
Amen.
I could experience his trustful. And this is why we need troubles. We need trouble to learn to trust our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to say one thing. I was really touched with the verses in Hebrews. Chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. And it's a warning to all of us, lest any one of you, beware, brethren, lest there be in any one of you an evil heart of unbelief. It says, in any one of you. And verse 13 repeats, any one of you. There's no exceptions. No one here is exempt from this warning. It could happen to any one of you. An evil heart of unbelief. But what I'm so impressed with, the answer to this, is in verse 13. But exhort one another daily.
Amen.
And this is the church life.
Yeah.
We
yes.
need the church life. We
Amen.
Need, I need daily the church life.
Amen.
I need someone to encourage me, to exhort me, to warn me. I need someone, the body of Christ, we're members one of another.
Yeah.
I need that one of another relatedness. Someone knows me in the spirit, and they know when something's wrong, and they can encourage me, exhort me, warn me, lest there be in any one of you an evil heart of unbelief,
yeah.
and lest any one of you be hardened
yeah.
by the deceitfulness of sin.
Yeah.
There's no exception. Any one of you,
yeah.
no matter how much experience we have, no much knowledge, vision, faithfulness, it can happen to any one of you. And I love this warning because the answer is the church life. And I need the church life.
Amen.
I pray desperately for the church life.
Amen.
We all need the church life.
Can I share a verse?
Yes, go ahead.
I'll just read it. I'll just stand up. It's Romans 8,
30 to 39. I'll just read it. Romans 8, 30 to 39. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall not he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Amen. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Yeah, so we are on this narrow way, but the Lord has given us all things, and there's nothing that can separate us from his love. He has called each one of us, he will justify us, and he will also glorify us. Yeah, praise the Lord.
Save us from the heart of unbelief. Yes. Increase our faith, Lord.
Amen.
Save us to preach you understanding. And discernment, Lord, we want the true life.
Amen.
We want to follow you. You are the forerunner. You are the high priest.
Amen.
You will lead us to God.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord never said that it is easy.
No, it's okay.
I'll just use that. Yeah, it's just as easy.
Having to pin. The Lord never promised that it's easy. I think many of us who have been Christians for many years, even in our age, it doesn't make our Christian life any easier. You may think, John, you've been a Christian for so many years, and in the church life for so many years, it's easier. Let me testify to you this morning, it's not any easier. Just as difficult for Emmanuel as for me. Right. It's not harder for the grandson than for the grandfather. This way is narrow, and we have to go with the Lord all the way to the end. And we all have to appreciate the word, this wonderful constitution. And only three chapters, short chapters, it's not very long. And at the end, the Lord tells us, it's the narrow way. The law is always a restriction. Because it helps you. Whenever there's a danger in front, there's always a warning there. If you don't take heed of the warning, you will fall into the pit.
Right.
there will be destruction. And God knows. At the very end, you have the lake of fire. You want to end up there? James? That's destruction. It's not just a temporary destruction. It's eternal destruction. One thing I appreciate in the Spirit of the Lord is at the very end in Isaiah chapter 11, the last point is the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
Even the Holy Spirit is teaching us to have the fear of God.
Amen.
Because it is horrible. If you consider a little bit where you're going to end up if you don't believe in the Lord and you don't walk by faith and walk with the Lord. And most of all, it's so wonderful, Christ dwells in us. You have an excuse not to make it. Anyone doesn't have Christ in you? Yeah. Rebecca, you have Christ in you? Then you can make it. No matter how difficult it is, as our brother shared, because there is only one who can walk. And I appreciate that sharing in this narrow way, and he did it. His life was not easy when he was on this earth. I think if I had such difficulty, I would be finished. But he did it.
Amen.
He walked the narrow way of the cross all the way to the throne,
Amen.
To the kingdom. So it is not we, but it is Christ in us, the one who had walked in this way and who made it, and he assured us we can also make it.
Amen.
Not we by ourselves, but through Christ.
Amen.
He made it, and we can make it through him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for your word of encouragement.